Vice President Kwesi Ada says this year's election will be fought on the issues of corruption, security, leadership and the economy. He said on all these fronts, President Mahama stands tall. Launching the Young Professionals for Mahama and Emisa Arthur for the 2016 presidential election at the University of Professional Studies, Accra, Vice President Emisa Arthur said President Mahama will not only allow corruption to be exposed in his government, but will continue to prosecute those found culpable and make it a risky business. Seth Ayah and Nathaniel Nati have filed this report.
The Young Professionals for John Mahama and Emisa Arthur for 2016 is made up of students reading professional studies in the tertiary institutions across the country. Membership also includes members of the Tertiary Education Institution Network, TEI, of the NDC. Their duties include canvassing for votes for the NDC and President John Mahama. Vice President Emisa Arthur said President Mahama has amply demonstrated his ability in maintaining the peace and security of the country and beyond the borders of Ghana when he chaired the ECOWAS. He has also shown leadership as the President of Ghana and leader of the NDC.
Our next leader must take us forward on four principles. The first principle is of leadership. So there's a test of leadership when we go to the elections on November 7th. The next is about corruption. The economy and the management of the economy is the third. I'm asking that of the two large parties, the NDC led by John Dramani Mahama and the NPP led by Nana Akufo-Addo, they are saying that in terms of leadership of their own parties, which is the one that you are comfortable with on the corruption within our parties, hiding it, covering up or ventilating it, allowing people to discuss it so that you can manage it, which of the two is the one that gives you the confidence that is tackling this problem? On the vision of the economy, what to do first, the basis for the economy, creating infrastructure and opportunity in health and education, water and so on, in order to branch out into the real economy and create jobs. I think that John Mahama has also done very well on that score.